heed the Zedlines, erase the ID.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sophia with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Australian bush turkeys are starting to move back to Australian cities in large numbers as their normal ranges become drier. In 1994, only 28 Brisbane suburbs were occupied by bush turkeys, but by 2019, they were found in total of 289 suburbs. Dr. Anne Goss and a ecologist has said Australians could learn to love them more, stating, "They're watching one of the most ancient birds in Australia. We know they've been around for millions of years, that they're having a remarkable comeback and showing a remarkable resilience to surviving in the city," end quote. Other factors leading to their return to the cities include abundance of food sources such as bird feeders and pet food left outside. In local news, the creek on Gold Coast was closed over the weekend due to poor water quality after human feces were reported. City Gold Coast lifeguards have confirmed the beach will open on Monday, which is today. In national news, Victoria's Premier Jacinta Allen has announced the state's first pill testing trial site to bring an end to drug-related deaths at festivals. Premier Allen announced the festival Beyond the Valley will be the first of 10 pill testing sites. Premier Allen stated, "If a young person is at a festival and got a pill in their hand, they intend to use it, but they deserve that health-focused information. This is a simple and common sense way to save lives," end quote. More than 35,000 people are expected to attend the festival, making it the largest event to offer pill testing. In national news, Coles has denied punishing fresh produce suppliers who challenged their pricing throughout a public inquiry into the supermarket sector. Some supermarket suppliers reported receiving prices below the cost of production from major chains, but Coles officially have denied knowledge of the practice. Coles have also denied engagement in land banking, which is the alleged practice of dominant chains buying sites to block competitors moving to the same location. In international news, more than 80 people have died in a tribal area of Pakistan driven by tensions between the Shia and Sunni communities over land disputes. Pakistani authorities claim to negotiate a 7-day ceasefire after 80 people have died and 156 have been wounded. For your weather today, Brisbane is currently 27 degrees and with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach a 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your 11 a.m. news. We will be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head over to 4ZZZ.org.au/news. You got to change your